As we've been reporting all morning, the final presidential debate last night served as a travel log. President Obama and Mitt Romney took us from China to Pakistan, the Middle East to Latin America. And if you tuned in, you heard the president go on the attack early and often.
Governor, your strategy previously has been one that has been all over the map.
Well, no one covers this map like our partners at the WGBH program, The World. So as we mapped out our election series, 30 issues in 30 days, we asked Aaron Schachter, as reported from the Middle East, Iran, and Afghanistan, to give us an inside perspective of how the world views the U.S.
It has become common wisdom that there's a single thing on which modern presidential elections hinge.
It's the economy, stupid.
So it may seem an effort in futility to spend an hour and a half on national television talking foreign policy. But those in the biz say it matters how a president might build relationships with other nations. Right off the bat, in his inaugural address, President Obama reached out to countries around the world, offering to extend a hand in return for an unclenched fist. And not long afterwards, he traveled to Cairo for a big speech there. Both were good moves, according to Ambassador Nicholas Burns.
America's reputation matters in the world, and your credibility is based not just on your hard power, your military and economic power, but on your ability to persuade people that you're genuine and that you're leading responsibly.
Burns served both Republican and Democratic administrations for nearly 30 years as ambassador to Greece and NATO, among other positions. He now teaches at Harvard's Kennedy School. So you have Burns's mantra to make nice versus the oft-heard Republican refrain.
On day one, I will label China a currency manipulator, which will allow me as president to be able to put in place, if necessary, tariffs where I believe that they are taking unfair advantage of our manufacturers.
We have to call them as we see them.
Nicholas Burns says sure, statements like those from Romney and other Republicans may be election year bluster, but they're also true, and they do need to be said.
You have to speak out. Some administrations are more reluctant to do that than others, but there is a balance there. And these authoritarian regimes, of course, hate this. They don't want to air any differences publicly, but we can't act like that because we're the leader of the democratic world.
At the same time, as leader of the democratic world, you have to be extra careful to walk the line between truth-telling and ticking people off. And despite Obama's speeches early in his presidency, some say he's not doing such a great job.
I happen to think we're in a period of relative bipartisanship on foreign policy, no matter whether Obama wins or Romney wins. We are unpopular.
Conservative commentator David Brooks did a Q&A recently at the Public Forum in New York, broadcast on WNYC's podcast Here's the Thing. Brooks says it doesn't matter all that much what's said these days. Everyone hates the top dog, whether it's the New York Yankees or the United States. That is, until they need us.
We're usually less unpopular than whoever the local power is. So the Japanese and the Koreans definitely want us around to ward off the Chinese. The Central Europeans definitely want us around to ward off the Russians. But I do think we still have a role to just to try to stabilize the world and to keep various regional hegemons from taking over.
But others suggest that keeping our allies happy actually comes back to us in spades, especially in places like the Middle East. Rami Khoury directs the Issam Faris Institute at the American University of Beirut. He says public opinion polls in the region show exactly what David Brooks said, that most people don't like America very much. And Khoury says it does matter.
People saw the U.S. as the supporter of dictators that preached democracy, and people didn't take the U.S. very seriously because they saw the hypocrisy. So if people respect the United States, they deal with it in a very different way. They form alliances, they join coalitions, military security issues. If they don't like what the U.S. does, if they don't respect it, they work against it.
And there are endless examples of that. In the end, what all foreign policy watchers tend to agree on is that there's nothing wrong with being liked. It can help on occasion. But consistency and vision are what really count. And those things are hard to come by during a presidential debate. For WGBH Radio, I'm Aaron Schachter, reporting from the World's Newsroom.
And while you can hear The World every day at 3 p.m. on WGBH Radio, Aaron's going to join us today at noon on Boston Public Radio to examine the worldview of America even further. Then tomorrow, we focus on an emotional issue that's dividing the country, gay marriage. Keep tuning into our election series, 30 Issues in 30 Days through Election Day, on WGBH Radio and online at wgbhnews.org.